High-cost natural gas drilling involves boring deeply into natural gas wells and then drilling sideways. Since 1989, these companies have enjoyed lower tax rates. The incentive was intended to kickstart the natural gas industry, but the legislature has periodically renewed it every few sessions. Then, in 2003...
somebody snuck a provision that made the exemption permanent. They buried it inside of a large omnibus bill that had nothing to do with this exemption.
That's Representative Mike Villarreal. He's authored a bill that would establish a commission to review current tax exemptions and recommend which ones the legislature would change or eliminate. Since omnibus bills contain so many smaller bills and are voted all at once, the extension of the natural gas tax break never got noticed until the legislative session was over.
Today, it's costing our state approximately $1.2 billion. Had this tax exemption been allowed to expire, we would not be having to cut our schools so severely or see nursing homes close on the scale that they will likely close because of this austere budget.
But with more than half of the natural gas produced in Texas coming from these high-cost wells, repealing the tax break would have a big impact on the natural gas industry. Bill Alloway, an advisor with the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association, says taking away incentives will drive natural gas drillers and refiners out of the state.
Well, particularly in times like today, when the price of natural gas is relatively low, it doesn't take a whole lot of change in the economics to have people shift where they expend their money and produce these wells.
Revenue generated from taxes on mining for oil, gas, and minerals goes directly into the state's rainy day fund, which some lawmakers have been flirting with to help close the budget gap. Legislators in the Texas Senate have put forward a bill that would repeal the natural gas tax break. It's currently in committee. For KUT and ReportingTexas.com, I'm Rylan Barton.